This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. ...210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories will attend the Independence Day celebrations on 15th of August as special guests in New Delhi. This year's special guests include a significant number of women panchayat leaders who have brought visible improvements in their gram panchayats, like better infrastructure, enhanced public services and inclusive community initiatives. Panchayati Raj Ministry said that these special guests have achieved significant success in saturating the flagship government schemes such as Har Ghar Jal Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen and Mission Indradhanush. The ministry said that a formal felicitation program for these special guests will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. During the program, AI-powered Sabhasar application will also be launched. The theme for this year's program is Atmanirbhar Panchayat, Viksit Bharat Ki Pehchan, capturing the vision of self-reliant panchayats as a key pillar of developed India. The Ministry of Home Affairs has tightened norms governing the OCI, Overseas Citizens of India. The ministry said that OCI registration will be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more or is charge-sheeted for an offence punishable with imprisonment of 7 years or more. The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable is underway in New Delhi. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jayashankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnaw and Piyush Goyal are participating in the roundtable. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement informed that ministers from Singapore, including Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong, and the Foreign Affairs Minister Josephine Teo, are attending the meeting. The ministry said the ministerial roundtable is a unique mechanism for setting a new agenda for India-Singapore cooperation. It added that India and Singapore share a comprehensive strategic partnership and the third round of ministerial roundtable will identify avenues to further broaden and deepen our bilateral relations. The inaugural meeting of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable was held in New Delhi in September 2022. Under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, various leaders have hoisted the national flag at their residence today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah hoisted the national flag at his residence in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the campaign has become a mass movement which binds the nation together in a thread of unity and further strengthens the spirit of patriotism. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also hoisted the national flag and urged the people to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with full enthusiasm and patriotism.
Apne ghar bhi tiranga fehraye. Aaj maine apne parivar ke saath tiranga fehraya hai. Aapne abhi tak fehraya ki nahi? Nahi to apne ghar par zarur tiranga lehraye. Jhanda uncha rahe hamara. Vijayi viswa tiranga pyara. Iski saan na jaane paaye. Chahe jaan bhale hi jaye.
In Rajasthan, 10 persons died and 11 others injured in an accident in Dausa district today. The mishap occurred in the early hours when a pickup and truck collided near Baseri Choraha on the Dausa Manoharpur Highway. Most of the deceased were residents of Etah district in Uttar Pradesh and were returning after offering prayers at the Khatu Shyamji temple in Sikar district. According to the Dausa administration, 8 critically injured persons have been referred to SMS Medical College in Jaipur, while 3 others are being treated at Dausa Hospital. Due to the swelling of major rivers in Bihar, including the Ganga, Gandak, Son, Kosi, Mahananda, and Bagmati, over 19 lakh people in 10 districts of the state have been affected by floods. Bhagalpur, Munger, Begusarai, Vaishali, Bhojpur, Khagadia, and Patna districts are among the worst affected districts due to flood. Continuous rainfall in the catchment areas of most rivers in the state has caused water levels to rise above the danger mark. In Bhagalpur alone, more than 4.5 lakh people have been affected by floods. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand and Telangana today. IMD also predicted extremely heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir till Friday and in Telangana till the 17th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.